Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. LeVar Heffany's here. LeVar is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a financial expert, financial planning expert, and he's a lecturer on personal finance and investing at York College. And he teaches people in through his seminars how to understand financial literacy, and he's here to do some of that with us. LeVar Heffany, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things I know that you're working on these days, and something that I'm trying to get my hands around as soon as it's really all of it's available, is this tax bill. What I know about it, I started warning people about this tax bill for small businesses part. I started warning them about this back in the spring. I warned them again in September. I'm still concerned about how small business owners are going to turn out, how it's going to turn out for small businesses. What do you think?
You know, Jim, it's very interesting. I've been receiving a lot of phone calls. There's a lot of uncertainty right now, and a lot of the business owners that I work with are in New York and New Jersey. So in addition to how their businesses may be affected, we're also looking at how their personal finances are going to be affected.
Right, that's a whole other issue. The whole SALT thing, state and local taxes, I don't want to dwell on that because that's a tri-state California kind of thing, really, isn't it? New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and California to a large degree. That's another issue that I want to set aside if we can and focus on just the small business part. What do you think? What do you know that small businesses are going to get out of this?
Well, a lot of the businesses that I do work with may be able to take advantage of the new tax reform because a lot of these business owners are structured as S corporations, LLCs, yep, and partnerships. So with that 20% deduction on their income, I think that may be advantageous to a lot of these entrepreneurs.
Tell us how they're going to do that deduction, because that's a new wrinkle. And I think we can thank Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, for that.
Right, absolutely. And I really do think that it's very advantageous to a lot of entrepreneurs.
How's it going to work?
How are they going to calculate that? Yeah, under the older rules, they would itemize their deductions. Under the new rules, they can take, for instance, an entrepreneur makes $100,000. They're a single-member LLC. Right away, they can deduct $20,000 off of their income. So that is hugely beneficial, and that would actually lower their
own. Do they still get to itemize, though?
They can still itemize the deductions, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So, but here's the question now. And see, this is what's important to understand. This is where we're different from Exxon. We have two income sources. We have business income and we have personal income. So as the owner of my business and the sole shareholder of my business, I have income from my company or loss, depending on what's going on that year, that flows to me as the shareholder of my company. And I also have my W-2 income that I pay, where the company pays me to work.
Right.
So what is the 20% taken off of? Is it off just the business income?
Yes. If you're structured as an S corporation, from my understanding,
right,
S corporation makes $500,000. From there, the 20% deduction is on the business income. And then when you pay yourself a salary, you're taxed at your individual income.
Right. No, I understand that, but the 20%. So let's say that a small business makes $50,000 in profit.
Right.
And the owner paid themselves $75,000 a year for W-2 income.
Right.
Of that $50,000, before it is taxed at the new pass-through rate, they're going to take 20% off of that, so they're going to take $10,000 and only tax $40,000 at the new pass-through rate?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So, I thought that's how it was, but it wasn't completely clear how they were going to do that. And
right. So there are some advantages, and, of course, there are other requirements as to what kind of business you're operating. I think it may be a little different for certain professional service corporations. So,
when you say that certain professional services, I got the feeling that that was just financial companies. Is it different for is it any consulting company?
And that's what I'm not clear on, because we're looking at sole proprietors or consultants, independent contractors, certain legal
in
professionals.
In some ways, I could be considered in that category.
Absolutely.
Some of the work that I do.
Absolutely. So there's still a lot of, like,
and nobody takes financial advice from me, if they're smart.
Well, that's why you're surrounded by a brain trust.
Exactly. That's why I got you, LeVar.
absolutely. But again, there's just so many moving pieces to this bill, and we're going to be going through this for the next few years to try to iron out ways that we can take advantage of these new rules morally and ethically.
But see, what I'm worried about, this is something nobody else is really talking about, LeVar. What I'm worried about is when they've created a whole new tax regime.
Right.
They're calling it the pass-through, but it's pass-through doesn't exist anymore. It was pass-through when it was passed through to us on a personal level. The income tax, the business income was passed through to the personal and taxed that way. That was pass-through. If they're going to tax business income at another level, it's no longer pass-through. So don't call it that. That's what I'm telling them.
Right.
But now, see, LeVar, if they have a new dial now that they can turn to tax small businesses separately from individuals.
It remains to be seen. What I was reading yesterday, it's really beneficial to real estate investors. As you know, the properties are held in LLCs, and there's so many ways that they can benefit from this reform that other small businesses may not be able to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Well, the small businesses do produce half the economy. In my opinion, they should have erred on the side of giving more of the goodies to us first. We would have done more with it on Main Street economy and done more for people, more for the economy than the corporate America will. And that's
Absolutely.
One of the things that I'm not happy about. We're going to talk some more about this with LeVar Haffney after these messages. LeVar, I need your website quickly, please.
www.fayohne.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.